right, it says right there. Portal.
I think we did.
Are we in? Is it live? Sorry, I really think it was live or not. I'm just testing this out right now, and I don't hear myself talking.
Right, I think we're on live. I'm hearing it on here. We're good. Good evening, everybody. Here we are with Among the Realms. Everybody put your headsets on so we can hear something. All right? And broadcasting live here from Trinity Metaphysical Center and Gift Shop. And we're talking here with Ron Van Allen. Say hi, Ron.
Hi. Hello.
Is your mic on?
No.
I can't hear you.
No kidding.
Is it the button on there?
Yeah, that's on.
That's on. You sure?
That's on.
Okay. We're also here with Jackie.
Hello.
How do you
do?
I
hear me.
I didn't hear you,
Ron.
This ain't even working. This whole thing's not working.
Are you on over there?
Here.
Hold on. Try it.
Yeah, share the mic.
Something's
a little bit, a few difficulties here.
Something's definitely wrong.
We are having some technical difficulties, but we are going to continue.
Sorry, we got a little problem here at the studio.
No problem. Okay. We're in the host queue now. So we're on the air.
Okay,
we're good to go. We're all going to be listening in. We're all going to be talking. And tonight we're talking about portals. And we've got some people that we've got some planned people to call in. We've also got some people that have experienced portals and seen things and done things. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm going to be talking in circles here because I'm not. We're just going to be talking about what we know, what we've heard, what we've seen, and what other people have experienced and seen. So we are here at 3617 Route 23 South in Hamburg, New Jersey. Phone number here is 973. If you want to get to the shop for any type of services, 973-209-7070. But our call-in number for Among the Realms is, I have it right here, it's 347-633-9648. Again, that number is 347-633-9648. And we're going to try to take your calls if we can get through all of this tonight. But I heard you there. I heard you on that mic.
I know. I just turned.
Okay. Well, terrific. So we're all set. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to start talking about the portals. What they are, what causes them, well-known portals that people hear about around the world and around the United States and everywhere else. Basically, the location of portals at home. Some of them are even close to your home or even in your home. And then we're going to talk about some of our stories and what some of our guests that will be calling in will talk about. But just to get us going, I'm going to ask Jackie to tell us a few things about what she knows about portals.
Portals are doors to the other dimensions. So they're an interdimensional doorway. The dimensions could be anything between, you know, from ghosts to UFOs, the atmosphere, Bigfoot. Let me see, what else? And they're also not explained scientifically. So portals can be anywhere on a location, like I said, in an atmosphere, in a home, in a building, anywhere like that. So that's why we hear of some famous ones, which are like the Bermuda Triangle and things like that. And then you hear people saying there's like an area in their house where they feel like it's a spot where they don't want to go into, things like that. So that's basically what they are. And what supposedly causes them is the planetary I want to say placement or the grid. They say it's the grid. For some people, they feel like if there's large amounts of crystals or something in there, then that's where one would be, things like that. So, and there's actually places that have all those things mapped out where it shows the, you know, the grid numbers for a place, and then that's where you'll see, like, that's a place that has a lot of activity or a lot of anomalies or things like that. So for us, you know, our experience with portals, we've had a lot with personal when we do, you know, spirit work or ghost hunting and things like that. And usually a house or a building or a piece of land is, you know, just an area in it where we know, you know, we feel it feels different, or that we were able to communicate with, you know, the spirit world easier and that type of thing. And a lot of psychics and mediums will walk in a place and say, you know, this is a portal or, you know, something like that. But like I said, there's a lot of famous ones.
Well, let me ask you something. You just said the grid. Mm-hmm. Is that anything like the Matrix?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, they went through portals to get to wherever they were going, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea here is just that going from one dimension to another. And in that case, was it Mr. Anderson and all of those guys?
Yep.
Do only evil things come out and go into portals?
No, because that's what they feel, how UFOs come through, and Bigfoot, supposedly, and, you know, lots of things. Any type of, I want to say, paranormal experience or strange, you know, anomaly when they can't explain it and they can't figure out how something appeared or how something didn't, ghosts, you know, spirits. I mean, and you hear, one of the things that, you know, I had learned was, you know, the astronomers do see these, you know, circles or these unusual shaped circles up, you know, when they're doing their work, and they have no scientific explanation for that. And people always feel that's a doorway to, you know, another world, and they do feel like UFOs and things like that. I mean, of course, they say they come from other planets, but, I mean, they say they're it's like the black hole, you know, like you see on TV, you know. And there are no explanations for them. Like, they know they're there, but they can't always scientifically, you know, give a definitive answer for why.
If you have a lot of spirits in one particular area, does that mean that you have a portal?
Well, sometimes it's just, you know, it could be with the property that was there or the people, things like that. But if there's usually an area that has a lot of activity and it's completely different from another area, yes, because you can usually, and for some people, they can feel where it is. You know, it does feel different. Sometimes it's got a different, I mean, obviously, we've done this test, but sometimes you put your hands up, you kind of almost feel where it starts and where it ends, and sometimes it has a different feel temperature-wise. So for us, we do know, in this store, we do have one in one of our back rooms, and it does get bigger and it gets smaller, depending on, you know, what's going on, but it's always been there, and it's just happens to be this property. It happens to be where the, you know, where the building was built, and that's a portal.
Are there certain criteria that would allow a portal to be?
I think it is. I think it is the way it's, you know, yeah, crystal. I mean, we have a quarry right across from us.
A quarry, a big open hole in the ground where spirits or things come out of. Think about it, people. A quarry. What other type of portals could we have?
You could have the ones like we were just talking about in the atmosphere, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for us, it definitely does have to do with the geography. Mm-hmm. You know, so I do agree with the grid, you know, being one of the reasons, definitely. And I do know that Edgar Cayce had even said about the Bermuda Triangle that there was like this, he always felt there was this big magic crystal that was embedded in that area. So he felt that was part of the reason, you know, that the Bermuda Triangle had, you know, so many odd experiences.
You mean like crystal skulls? Or?
No, I think he just felt there was this big, gigantic crystal, like, in that area.
Like,
you know?
A geode or just one piece, like solid or...
I
don't know.
I know it was supposed to be some big, gigantic one. But I know they say that even when they talk about Atlantis and stuff, they say the same thing. Like, they, some people feel it's a whole underground world down there, and some people feel the UFOs come from there, too, and Bigfoot. So, I mean, everybody's got their own, you know, beliefs or, I mean, and some, obviously some of these portals and things have legends and things behind them as well, but.
What about, we did an investigation over in Sparta, and the people that owned the homes said that others that had been there to do investigations told them that there was a portal that went all the way across their yard, the entire yard. And this had to be maybe, what, 200-300 feet across?
Yeah, because it was the cornfield.
It was cornfields. Yeah. And they said that all kinds of things were coming out of there. Now, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously they thought bad things were coming out of there. Mm-hmm. Could good things be coming out of there?
I do, you know, I do feel there are areas where there tends to be more negative than positive. I do know if you do research on it, they feel the same way. Like, they'll word it as, you know, more of a positive vortices where something comes out of, as opposed to ones where they feel like there's more negative things around it, which the Bermuda Triangle is considered one of those.
Mm.
You know, so then you have other ones where they feel like it's positive energy, like pyramids. Some people feel the pyramids, like Egypt is a portal, like the pyramids are a portal because they pull in positive energy, they give the waters positive energy, you know, they enhance the ESP, things like that. So, you know, everything, I guess it depends on, you know, I definitely know that when there's a more negative energy around one, you tend to bring out more negative, you know, you can bring in the negative. You're supposed to be able to bring either or through them. I mean, that's how we learn it when we talk about spirits. So, I mean, we've had both, you know, when we've done investigations.
Do you have people that actually take on the good spirit or the bad spirit?
I do think for us, when you're talking about investigations and stuff, that's possible, depending on the kind of the place that that person, that's why we tell people not to be in a bad energy place when they go on investigations.
Would that be something like channeling?
No, no, that's more like on the mediumship or end where you're actually pulling in a spirit. But I think anybody could absolutely could be in a position where something like that would happen. For somebody else, they might think that's like, you know, when there's a possession or something. But some people feel even that, I mean, the Amityville Horror, whether you feel it was real or not, they feel like that house was on, even though bad things happened in it, they feel like where that house was located was an area that was just really negative, which meant everybody in it was going to go, you know, the guy that went and
they were
all going to
die. Yeah.
Wind up, yep.
Hey, Ron, we had an experience on one of our investigations where, I don't know, would you call that mirror a portal?
I would say that's one of the biggest things are is a mirror. Anybody have a bathroom or a living room and there's a mirror anywhere, that's one of the biggest portals that there is.
Really?
We did the investigation. It was an undisclosed mansion in Pennsylvania where we were actually filming where we were in the room. And supposedly there was a person that was burned in the room and they died in the room. But as we were filming it, what appeared in my camera, and it was a regular IR camera, there was nothing enhanced or anything like that, three heads that showed up. And it looked like, believe it or not, something like from the Planet of the Apes. It looked monkey-like. That's what it looked like. It was just three of us. It was Charlie, it was Jackie, and it was myself. And it wasn't that we were sitting close to each other the way this thing appeared, but how it was shown back to us is we were in a row. Yeah.
On top of each other.
Nice shot, all three right next to each other. And they were all basically the same height. And as I was filming it, I got your attention. I got Jackie's attention to it. And you guys all saw it, and I still have that on film. And all of a sudden, they just disappeared. And that's why I would believe that that's some kind of portal. And it also, as I asked the question, you know, I said, you know, where the heck are they? Where did they go? And then I got that voice and thing that says, come here, I show you. And I believe that was an excellent EVP that came out of that. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the biggest portals there is a regular mirror.
Do you think it was inviting us into the mirror?
I don't know. I just thought it just wanted our attention because, I mean, it stayed. Look how long it did stay for.
Mm.
Yeah, mirrors are portals. I mean, a lot of people put, you know, you've got the people who are sensitive that don't want mirrors anywhere near them. And then you have the ones that have to have mirrors everywhere because they feel like that's, you know, how they bring energies in.
Well, how about the people that just don't know and they make an entire wall?
And we walk into the house and we're like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Or we sit in front of them sometimes to get,
right,
to get things.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty amazing. But considering the different types of portals that we have and, you know, what causes them, basically, yeah, what does cause it?
Mm-hmm.
What can we talk?
I think it is the geography.
It's the geography, yeah. No, that might be it. But there's so many well-known portals around the world, like we were just talking about the Bermuda Triangle being probably the most famous because of all of these ships and planes that have gone down and people getting lost and what have you. Then there's out in, where is it, Sedona, Arizona,
yep,
where people sit there and they say they go out there to get their energy. Now, I've got quite a few people where I work that come in as customers, and they've told me they've gone out to Sedona on vacation and that they get enriched with energy out there. And they say that it's like a refreshing reprise of their life when they actually spend time out there and they come back. I'm not sure. I've been out in the area, but I've never been to Sedona. But I have been to the Grand Canyon. And, you know, the Grand Canyon is just an unbelievable experience to be at. But I don't know about Sedona. I mean, too many people come back saying that the experiences that they have had there have been just totally, totally terrific. What about some of the other portals?
Everybody goes there, too. Like, they're known for the tours and the psychics and
exactly,
all that because they think they're going to get some UFO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about a portal in a lake?
I believe there could be.
The only reason I ask that is because my sister and my brother-in-law lived up on Upper Greenwood Lake up here in Passaic County. And my brother-in-law and sister both said that one time in the wintertime, they thought they saw a UFO hovering over the lake, which was frozen, and it was just hovering there maybe about 15, 20 feet above the lake, the frozen lake. And all of a sudden, whatever was there was gone, but they said they saw it. It was right around Christmas time. And for the rest of the winter, and it gets cold up here. Everybody knows how cold it mm-hmm. gets up around northern New Jersey. For the rest of the winter, the area where this UFO was hovering over never froze. It never froze. So, I mean, thinking about portals and what's there and what's not and the energies involved, I think it's pretty interesting. How about any of your experiences?
Well, another one is a famous portal is a Ouija board. Anything that you can bring a spirit through is considered a portal. And good, bad, or indifferent, that's just how they come through. Either it's a bad one, it could be a very evil, or it could be a very good one, a loved one or anything, but we just don't mess with them. That's just that's a no-no.
We don't
know
them to bring in the bad stuff.
Right,
no.
That's a no-no.
Yep.
Have we ever tried to get good stuff out of it?
No.
I don't
even want to go there.
Our clients come from a Ouija board.
No,
well,
nothing
that's
like
true,
that.
Too.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah. Yep. We've seen, you hear of a lot, mostly bad, coming from Ouija boards.
Yeah.
And even if you're watching people on TV, even some of the psychics, and they talk about their kids going to a party
right.
and somebody pulls out a Ouija board.
Right.
And they say, stay
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Stay, it's not worth the effort.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yep.
But what else can we talk about?
Well,
locations?
The one before, it's funny, I know a lot of the locations that seem to have them tend to have, like, either psychics or intuitives or mediums there, but the mm-hmm. store I was in before this one, there was actually a portal there, and it was in a closet, and it was definitely well known. But what was interesting is it was near the historical society, and for that town, and there was a man who worked in there who was 80 something years old, so he had been, you know, around, you know, the area forever, and he said. That used to be a very old building, you know, a building that was used where a lot of people were in there, and there were, you know, a lot of hauntings that had kind of carried through over the years, and there was always, like, a certain area in that house that people wouldn't go into. And it's funny because we tended to make the reading room was that in that room because the readers would be like, I have to face this way because it, you know, felt like they were able to bring in, you know, more of the spirits, but some of them wouldn't even go into, you know, go too far into a certain area. So it's just another place where it was more of like a location portal, you know. And, I mean, I guess it's no different when it's in your home, aside from the fact that it's not well-known, like the ones that we hear about,
mm-hmm.
you know, where complete planes disappear, like the Bermuda Triangle. Because I think for that, the biggest thing I remembered was when they said those five bomber
mm-hmm.
planes disappeared, and then they sent out the rescue one, and then that one disappeared too.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So many theories around that.
Can you protect yourself from a portal?
Or is it just there? That's just there, you know, in that space. I do know, though, I do hear things where people say they've been able to, nothing happened to them where they disappeared in it, or they, you know, because there was one person who said they did go through the Bermuda Triangle, and I don't know if you've heard that, but he said it felt like he was going through, like, some kind of tunnel thing, and then he ended up, like, in another place, like, in Florida. Like, he ended up somewhere where he didn't even know how he got there. So it's almost like time lapses, and that person didn't disappear out of... Like, there's a few people that said that they did get through, but it was like a tunnel that they went through.
Also, it's got to be some kind of magnetic field, because it has to do with... Because the compasses start spinning around, and everybody feels like it's a magnetic thing. So a lot of people think they're getting... Yeah, their equipment fails on them, and... A lot of people think either they get sucked under, possibly, but then again, when they look for survivors, there's never one.
Have you ever heard of the Philadelphia experiment?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where they put some sort of, I don't know, they had a huge battleship, and it was, I don't know where it was. It was someplace far away, like maybe Virginia, and they, I don't know if it had a mesh around it or something, and they put some sort of electrical current through it, and... People that were on the ship were just off the coast, I think, of Virginia or something like that. And all of a sudden, like seconds later, they're in the Delaware River coming up to Philadelphia.
Almost like a time warp.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, if obviously you said magnetic forces in the Bermuda Triangle, maybe we could create our own. Almost like wormholes or black holes or whatever
like
you want to call them, time travel. I've seen all kinds of things about the Philadelphia experiment. I've never seen anybody say, no, absolutely not. You know, I'm sure there are people out there that said it, but all on the internet, if you go out there and you look at it, it's pretty interesting, you know, as to what can happen. And when you think about a portal like the Bermuda Triangle, people getting lost. Lost, never found again, or whatever. They never even found those planes, right?
No, they don't find anything.
They don't find anything.
Not even a piece of scrap.
Right?
Yep.
Well, I was a little worried about it because we took a cruise down to Bermuda, and here we are. And
you go right through the triangle.
You go right through the triangle, and the captain, you know, one night he's always there at dinner time, but it was the captain's night, and he actually got up and he spoke during dinner, and he goes, I just want to let you know we have about another 3 hours before we hit the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so eat up well and drink well, he says, because when we hit it, you know, we're hoping to get to Bermuda.
Right.
And that was pretty interesting. And he laughed. Everybody laughed, but then everybody sort of like, okay.
Have you heard any reports of like ships actually disappearing?
Only what was in history and on the internet. That's all I've ever heard. I've never heard of anything recently.
No, nothing recently.
Nothing recently. It's just a matter of, you know, they're all over. Portals are everywhere. Mm. It's just a matter of how do you find them? Do they close up? Do they open up?
I was just going to ask, is there any way we can close them?
Yeah, I know people who feel that they've been able to close portals, you know, take them length of time, but that they're able to close portals, especially ones that maybe are a little more negative. So, yes, I have heard of being able to close them. Ones like that, like those, you know, like the Bermuda Triangle, no. I've heard of ones in a home and things like that, but, you know, I don't know if it's possible to close one that big.
Well, you said that you had one that was in a closet.
Yeah, it was like
at the old shop.
It was the closet area, so like if you went in the closet, but it was in that corner of the room.
But this wasn't like a magic trick where somebody goes in, shuts the door, and then you open the door and they're not there.
No, but it definitely felt different because whenever I was in that closet, it felt like you were almost woozy.
And there were people that were in there that actually came out of the closet.
Just curious.
Just spirits.
Yeah, just spirits.
Just spirits.
Yeah, well, you know, that makes it up to. But, you know, the idea of having portals, what if somebody would think that they, you know, they've got some spirits in their house, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of sensitive people out there. Mm-hmm. What if they called and they said that they had a portal in their home? What would you be able to do for them? Or what could you tell them about it?
Well, for the most part, if they don't think anything's negative, you know, they could leave it. They know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And most people who know it's there, they have to be somewhat, you know, sensitive, or somebody had to have come in and said that. Sometimes they find out they have them because they do have a lot of problems, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're having issues. So, you know, it's dependent on if they want somebody to come in and somebody who does do that stuff. And I do know there are people that just do that stuff. So, but otherwise, what usually happens is they don't go in that part of the house. Sometimes it's in an attic or it is in a room or a closet or something like that, and they just never go near it. You know, it's almost like they keep it. You see that even when we watch those haunted shows.
Yeah.
Where they say, that room, get block that room off, close it up.
They lock it.
They don't even let it go in anymore.
Right. Do we have a...
Looks like we have a caller.
Do we?
Looks like it. Let me see if I can put this through.
Let's see.
Hello, you're live.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Dana.
Hi, Dana.
How are you?
Dana who?
Hi. Hi.
I've seen you in a while.
I know. I know. Good. I particularly like the show about portals. You know? Because I think I'm familiar with a personal portal. I think with all the metaphysical work we've been doing at the center, and the meditation things, I personally experienced something that just was, I have no explanation for it, but that the more I read about these things, as people have said, they think it was a portal. Because I was meditating before we went into our psychic development class, and I'm laying on the floor, and all of a sudden, a circle opens up in my vision, and my eyes are covered with a cloth, and it's, you know, and I'm laying on the floor saying, there's something opening up right in front of my eyes. I can see this. And I'm laying there thinking, this is really real. And the circle opens up, and I can see through the circle these white-coated figures in some kind of laboratory. And one of the figures is looking out at me, and he's watching me watch him. And it was the spookiest thing I have ever seen. And since then, I have talked to a couple of people, and they think it was a portal to an alternate reality, or which the scientists are beginning to discuss now with real, you know, conviction about our alternate realities. So I just don't know how else to explain it besides that's what I saw. And I think I saw into a different space and time. And I will never forget it for as long as I live. Let's put it that way.
That's interesting.
Was that like quantum portal transportation or what?
Well, probably so, you know. It's hard to say, but it certainly was real, and it's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
And he was watching.
You know.
Damn. That's amazing.
And it was sort of like Fringe. If you ever saw that television show that used to be on called Fringe. And it was so curious. And
that was about alternate, like, realms that were, like, running right with each other,
mm-hmm.
You know, parallel realms,
right.
Parallel
right.
Worlds.
Parallel worlds, and it was right in front of me, and I just thought it was extraordinary to be able to see that. And all I can say is that's one of my experiences. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
And this is when you were meditating?
This was, you know, not so long ago. With Jackie, when we were doing her classes,
okay.
You know, before we go into the psychic development part of it. And so it was just sort of just extraordinary. And what can I say? There I was.
Have you tried going back?
I do. Well, I'm trying not to try too hard because that's, you know, you can't try too hard or you, like, screw the whole thing up. So I'm trying not to try too hard is the whole point of that. And but each time I'm aware, thinking, well, it would be really nice to try to get back to that space again.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway. Sure you can get there, that's for sure.
Did you see that show on the Bermuda Triangle?
That I'm on a triangle?
No, did you see the show on the Bermuda Triangle?
I saw one recently. Yes, last week I think it was. And what they described, this is interesting. They had a theory about some of this stuff happening then. And I think it was methane gas. That they were discovered that there was methane gas in that area. And that has the ability to bring planes down, because it removes all the air, the ability of the planes to rise up. And it was, you know, that was something that they were going to explore some more. And it was just kind of, you know, that was a really strange kind of thing. So
but
they
what,
had some theory
yeah.
there.
All right, but it don't happen all the time. So you're saying that methane gas don't release all the time. It only releases sometimes.
It only, yes. And it's maybe the ocean gets disturbed there, the waters get disturbed. It's like they didn't really have an answer for it. But, you know, and they can't, of course they can't prove that either. I mean, but it was certainly an interesting theory. You know, it was an interesting theory there. But they said it could have brought these things down. It could have. The secret word here is could have.
But where did everything go? It all disappeared. I mean, there's no traces of people, no traces of planes, no nothing.
Well, that's what they're looking for now. You're right, and that's the thing that can't be explained. And so, you know, strange.
It goes from a sea monster to a magnetic field to an open porthole to a volcano eruption. There's so many different theories that really nobody knows for sure.
Nobody knows for sure. Exactly right. But you know what? You know what you see, and you know if you've been in one and you've experienced one personally at the paranormal investigation. I've experienced one personally. They're different, yeah. but they were certainly personal experiences, and you know. You know what you saw, and you know what you felt when you were in it, you know. And it's like, how whatever they want to say about it, you were there.
Right,
Right,
I was just telling that story that we had up in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
About
I was listening,
the,
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. And that was an experience. I mean, you'll never hear that, never see that again. And maybe you will see that again, but that was some experience. I never thought I would see that.
Yeah. Well, very spooky, you know. And once you realize that, you think, oh, my goodness, there's somebody here with me, you know. And it's like, and somebody who is really scary.
Okay,
so
good.
Whatever they were trying to do.
That's great.
You know, when you were talking about the methane in the air, I also saw something on TV about the fact that some ships, they get engulfed in, I guess it's like a bubble area where there's tons of either methane or air escaping from the earth from underneath, which makes the water less dense and makes the ship sink. And
that's exactly what I was talking about. I think that's exactly the same thing.
Whether it's methane or whatever it is that's coming out, the idea here is that, like where Ron says, okay, that's great, you know, something goes down, but what disorients the pilot or the captain so much that they don't know where they're going? Why do they fall off of the radar? Why do they lose radio communication?
No debris.
Nothing. I mean, you know, there might be a portal down around Australia with that plane that went down. Who knows? I mean, you know, they can't find any debris with that plane. So, you know, there's so many different questions that come up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the good stories that I really like a lot is the guy who got in the plane. He took off. He got lost in the fog or something, and then he went over an airport, it was not of this time. He came out of the fog. He was back in real time, you know?
Yeah.
And then when he went flying again, he, like months later, it turns out that he had, that's the place he went to. So he was there months ahead of time and was able to see the thing. And, you know, that just was, you can't explain. I mean, he couldn't explain that. And, of course, nobody believes him except they know he was in a missing time space. You know, there was an unaccounted for time. And that's another one of those things. Truly, another one of those things.
crazy. Really is.
Crazy. Wonderful crazy. I love all this crazy.
I think we have Vera. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to cut you short, but hang on the line because we're going to try to get Vera in here.
Okay.
So just hang on. Hang on.
All righty.
Vera.
Vera, are you there?
Yeah.
Vera.
Two things.
Are we all on this?
I was listening, talking about that, those monkey faces in the mirror, and, you know, we were all at the same place, but not at the same time in different groups. So when I went in, I was with another investigator, and I could not look into that mirror, and I hadn't heard anything from you people, but I had to sit with my back to it. It was so upsetting to me to be in the room with that mirror.
Yeah.
So I had... And I didn't know what went on. I was, like, not shocked, but it was interesting to find out that you had that experience afterwards. So that was one of the things I wanted to comment on. But the other is that there's a global vortex map that you can go online and enter any vortexes and see what vortexes are in your area. And it's that... vortexhunters.com. Amazing that it would be that, but yeah, vortexhunters.com, and you can go to the map and you click on a country, or first a continent and then a country, and there's one here near Doylestown. They're called the Singing Rocks. Have you heard of those?
No.
Either of you or any of you?
Sing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's when you hit the rocks, it sounds like metal, and nothing will grow near it, and no animals will go near it, no birds fly over it, and that's near Doylestown, which I never knew existed. And then there's those mounds up in New York where they say they see people coming out of the caves, the mounds, and talk about it. But anyway, so I thought it was really interesting that somebody actually took the time to put it on a map, and they encourage people to list their own vortexes if they're familiar with it.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, I'm starting to do, like, study Zen and Buddhism and stuff, and this has been thousands and thousands and thousands of years. These Eastern religions have acknowledged that there are portals and vortexes, and it's very interesting to read now. I think it's... it's all new again when old religions and philosophies become so relevant about things. So I really believe in vortexes and portals to other dimensions. So
actually, that's called something now. When we were young, it was just a place you didn't want to go to or didn't want to go by. Now they actually have for them, you know.
Oh, I know. It's incredible. Plus, there's so many people that are studying Eastern religions more, in acknowledgement of the fact that that people are believing now that they were so far ahead of their time in how they viewed the world. And I think it's a wonderful feeling to have. And Walter, remember we were talking about quantum physics in one of our shows and talking about manifestation and manifesting things. It's the same kind of thing that, you know, quantum physics talks about having a period in time, and then there's an infinite amount of things that can result as that one period of time, and that's how it goes. It's like the movie The Matrix, you know. It's kind of the same thing. But it's so interesting. It'll bend your mind a little bit, but very very good. Has anybody talked about our little portal?
The one in the back room?
Yes.
Yeah, well, briefly, we touched on the fact that we have one, but we didn't talk about the exact experiences we had in there.
So I have a picture of Mark in there, and although, like, over his head is this weird oval, it looks like the picture didn't develop, you know, it was with my camera, you know, with my, I think my cell phone, but it just has a different color to it. And it's right where we think or we get the feeling that that vortex is. And you can't say for sure that it's anything, but I thought it was, like, amazing that something different, like an anomaly, showed up on the picture.
Right.
So.
And everybody does say when they sit in it, since we do put a chair in it, that it does feel different when they're in there.
Yeah, some people say it feels like a spider web or a sticky substance or something there. I mean, I wonder where they get that from. I never experienced that.
I won't sit in that chair, so I don't know. I'm one of those people that I'm doing my metaphysical journey kicking and screaming. Like, I kind of have to be, like, you know, led down the path slowly, because I find it also intriguing and mystifying, but a little frightened of it too, so I try to go slow.
Neat, though, the more something's unexplained, the more we're drawn to it. And, you know, portals are definitely one of the, you know, scientifically more unexplained, you know, areas, since so many other people have been involved, like astronomers and scientists and things like that. No matter what they try to do to figure out how it could have happened, like whether it be due to geography or atmosphere or something, they can't give an explanation to where the disappearance goes. Like, how do you completely disappear out of thin air or end up from one place to the other, you know, or missing time, things like that.
Yeah, you know, I just saw something on the internet the other night that said, it was talking about the universe, and it said that, and this was a little hard for me to believe, but it said 80% of the light that we see, either through our own eyes or through the Hubble telescope or however you were looking, but 80% of the light is unexplainable in the universe.
Wow.
And there's, you know, when you sit there and say, these guys, these are scientists,
right,
and they say 80% is unexplained, and you're sitting there saying, no, I know what that is. That's a star. That's a reflection. Mm-hmm. That's a moon with, you know, the sun light shining off of it. And they said, so, well, yeah, we can account for 20% of that, but
wow,
we can't account for the other 80%. So what makes anyone think that they would know what a portal is or how to explain it or how to measure it?
Sure.
I mean, if it's there and you're sensitive and you can feel it, it's there. But it's just a matter of how can the scientists actually measure it?
Some people only think in black and white.
Well,
that's why I say you have to be out of the box. You know, mm-hmm. You have to have an open mind. So,
yeah.
I mean, on anything with the metaphysical.
Right.
So, I mean, the only thing that they have to use as their proof is, okay, planes disappeared. You know, people have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cars have disappeared.
The hard facts. Instead of what's out
but
there.
But they actually have disappeared. So then they're just like, oh, they try to, you know, find some type of explanation, but then it doesn't fit, you know.
Yeah. Vera, are there any vortexes right there by you where you are?
Not that are listed on the site, but I'm sure there are. I you know, we have a heavy Indian tradition. The name of my town is an Indian name, and we have a rock here that's supposedly has glyphs on it that they can't explain where the glyphs came from, and they call it Indian rock. And it supposedly was it was supposed to represent the entire world, and it was where they worshipped the Lenni Lenape worshipped. So I'm sure there's plenty of things, but it's just people have to recognize them or become aware of them. And as we become probably more metaphysical and more open to things like this, you know, people will become more aware of it and report it. But no, yeah, you go online and there's all kinds of presences, in the area. I put salt in front of my mirrors, because that's, I think that they're portals. I think that's the most common portal that you can have, and people don't even realize it, but every mirror in my house has a little thing of salt in front of it and a white candle, and, I'm protected, so.
Vera, did Dave say that there was one that he knew about in New Jersey?
Yes, but he's probably not going to talk about it because that story was... if you go online, there's supposedly one that's in Clifton, and he lived very near it. And it was a storm overflow water drain that went all the way to the Passaic River. And they say that that's a portal also, which I'd never heard of at all. I mean, I was only doing research on this a couple days ago, and I said it to David. I go, do you know about that? And I'm, can't even think of the name now, but it's, in fact, I'm going online as we speak.
Are they supposed to have that drain and not come back out? Is that why?
I don't know. I think they think it's not so much that people go in and don't come out, but that they see things come out of it.
Okay.
He was a cop for all his years. There was always a lot of strange things going down there, but, nobody, including my husband when he was a kid. But you remember all the stories he was telling. So it's very interesting. So I'm sure there's more. The last thing I thought when I put portal in New Jersey, I thought it was going to pop up, was going to be something in Clifton, So it's interesting. There's probably, a lot of people and doing that. And, with the UFOs, too, there's like Pine Bush, they say that there's a lot of UFOs up there, and that could be a portal also. And Sedona, that's a big one. Oh, my gosh. With all of the activity that's out there. So.
And there's somebody say they feel like there's, like, some people actually report, which does sound really far-fetched, but they do report, like, things looking like monsters coming out of certain areas, and they do feel like that's a portal to a different dimension. Because there's so many people, I think there are so many, we're so multidimensional, and there's so many different dimensions. That's why they show things where they feel Bigfoot came from there, or there's spots where the UFOs come through, or the aliens, I have heard people talk about odd-looking, strange things that come out. So when you said odd things coming out of the drain, I'm like, like a sea serpent?
Yeah. Well, and the other, those mounds that they have in New York, in upstate New York, they see hooded figures coming out of them. And they also have magnetic anomalies that are there. If you take your compass, it's going to go like whiz-bang, There's a lot of stuff going around, but I guess you should get on the website if you know of one and put it on there. But they even say on the website they talk about Gettysburg being a portal, too.
Oh, I can believe
that. I'd never
that.
Heard of that. I never heard of it called that. I just knew there was a lot of spiritual activity there. But they say they recognize that as a vortex or a portal. There's lots of stuff going on.
Like Easter Island and the Devil Sea, which is in Japan, they're supposed to be more of negative ones, where they see the dark shadows and the negative things.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, too. Can you close a portal?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, that you can. I've heard of people closing one in a building or a home or a room. I've obviously not heard of anybody closing a portal the size of the Bermuda Triangle. That doesn't mean people haven't tried. I mean, I know people who work on it. I know people who tell me they work on portals in rooms, and they say it takes them years sometimes, it's definitely far longer than months, but I know people who've told me it's taken them years, literally, to kind of close one completely up. If they can't. There's some people that say they can't close it. Like, it's just one that can't be closed.
Well, somebody told me that shamans get called in to do that.
Yeah,
that's a lot of them. Yeah.
But you know, I don't know that for a fact.
Like 100,000 shamans to close the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so it's well, by the fact that shamans get called in to do that, then you have to, since there's shamans in every culture, you know that every culture talks about this, you know? It's like, it's not like one country or civilization came up with this and it didn't happen somewhere else. So it sort of lends credence to the fact that this is factual or experiential by a lot of people, that it's not just something in one person's mind or one culture's mind. It's a global phenomenon, not just, you know, an individual experience. So that is very telling to me that it does exist. And, you know, when we go on our investigations, we have to be really wary of things like that and very cognizant of it because, you know, lots of things can go in it.
Are you still there, Vera?
I'm still there, but I heard a little bing, so I don't know what that means. But
like disappeared.
I thought you went through the portal there.
I'm in a portal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, something was interrupting you.
Mm-hmm.
I was
the only
just
person wondering. I know it is Dana. So.
I was just wondering about.
I'm still here.
I know.
Right. I was wondering about when somebody dies and they see the light. Is that a portal? Or is that just
the other side,
or what? So it's got to be a portal, right? You're going
considered.
Somewhere.
That's a good one. That's a good question.
A doorway to the other side.
Yeah,
the gateway. Yep.
And same thing as in that movie. What was it with what's his name? Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Ghost.
Where the bad guy was in the street and the shadows came.
He was sucked down.
He went to hell.
Yeah. The sewer to the portal. You know.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah, he did wrong, so he has to pay now.
A lot of different portals there, you know. Not so bad.
I wonder what the difference is between a portal and a vortex, if there's a difference.
Hmm.
I think they're the same, you know, consider, because even if you read up on them, they're very
similar.
Very similar, yeah. You know, they're still, like you just said, you know, gateways to,
mm-hmm.
you know, back and forth.
Oh, man, I'm online. You have to see the people that are reporting vortexes and portals in New Jersey.
Huh.
Like the Sterling Mine. You know where Sterling Mine is?
Yeah,
in Ringwood?
Yeah, it's right.
And then Columbia, New Jersey, they're saying it's the 12 Devils Graveyard, and that's a multidimensional portal. And Columbia is where my father-in-law lives. And in Wanacue, they say that people have photographed a vortex near the reservoir.
Yep.
Now, what are they saying? What are they saying? Is there like photograph of a vortex?
Well, let me click on that, and I'll let you know. This guy named Brian. Let's see.
Yeah, we could show it right here on the show.
Oh yeah, right.
Can upload it.
We could explain it fully. He discovered and photographed a vortex in Wanacue that seems to be a gateway to another dimension. And blah, 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 blah. Oh, my. The picture is very interesting. It does look like a vortex. It's kind of like spirally amorphous material with a hole in the middle. So kind of looks very interesting. That's on surfingtheapocalypse.com. So, but whatever. Good old Brian there. But you can see a picture of that. So I think there's so many around us. There's probably...
That's just in New Jersey you're pulling out.
Yeah, I just went... I put in vortexes in New Jersey, and I'm like, boing, thinking the only thing that'll pop up is the one that I told you about in Clifton, and now I've got like... 52 other ones that are popping up here.
I think because, like, people who aren't into the metaphysical, the ones they usually hear about are, like, the the well-known ones, like the Bermuda Triangle and things like that. I even heard somebody who had said once that they felt that, like, the Loch Ness Monster, even though it was made, like, they feel like it's a cryptid, you know, that it comes up out of something like that. And I've heard that, too. So, and I did hear about ships. I know I was asking if any ships went through the triangle, but I have heard of ships just disappearing. Like, they go in, and it looks like this mist or fog-like thing they go through, and then they just completely disappear.
Yeah, but that hasn't been for a long time.
No, not anything recent.
Yeah.
But I thought it was where the ships were there, but nobody was on them. I thought that's how I had heard.
Yeah, yep. But that's almost a ghost ship, you know?
All right. That's another program.
That's not a good
Charlie doesn't
one.
Like those.
I don't like that one where everybody disappears. I don't like that because I'd be the only one left on the ship.
Aww.
Oh, wait a minute.
Worry.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's not so bad.
Open bar, no tab.
Nobody there to keep track. That's not such a bad idea.
Yeah. But part of me says, wouldn't that be fun to go in, you know, and see what's there?
Yeah, if you can get back now, that's the whole thing.
I know. Maybe I'll do it when I'm 90 or something. When
moving
I don't
around.
Have much to lose.
Yeah.
The shipboard works.
Yeah.
You might come back a lot younger, too. You never know.
Oh, how cool. What a great idea. I think that's what they say when you go up in space travel, that you won't age or something.
Be the Fountain of Youth or something.
Be on the next plane.
Garden of Eden.
I don't think you can
If I find the Fountain of Youth, I'm coming back for you all to give it to you.
He's still looking for it.
The vortex.
Yeah, he's still looking.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I definitely think it's neat, though, with the people who are getting into the time travel and stuff, because they feel like they are actually making a vortex. When they're trying to do that, that's what they do. They're looking for a place where they say, this is where it has to be. Or they try to make one in their own, you know, make one of their own.
The faster you approach the speed of light, the slower time gets.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know anybody who's proven that, but that's what they say.
That's theory.
That's theory. So we'll find out. Vera, you want to try it?
I'll try anything once, but, you know. I'm old enough that, you know. I'm looking for new and exciting things, which is why I joined Ecrypt. So
that means you need to sit in the vortex in the room.
There. Oh, man, well, you know, I'm getting there. You know me. I'm still scared when we heard gurgling noises on Tuesday. So.
Yeah. No, not because that was loud.
What?
From our vortex. I said that was loud.
Yeah,
it really
was,
but. It was only the three of us that heard it.
There was nothing in here that would make that sound.
I know, and I said to myself, what was that?
No.
Nothing mechanical would make that sound. And all of a sudden, I looked at you. Vera looks like, and everybody else is just
like asleep, you know. So. And it really sounded like it was coming from where Dana is, and I don't think Dana heard it. Are you there, Dana?
Yes, I did not hear a thing.
Well, it sounded like it was between Charlie and I. Is that the same sense you got, Charlie?
Yeah, I think it was Dana's stomach. You know, sometimes you don't play your stomach. So.
It was her stomach. I don't think so. That was a little loud. Not even Dana's or anybody's stomach could be that loud.
That was chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Yeah.
Luckily,
that's one for Mark.
Yeah, we don't want Mexican. Sound.
There's a lot of EVPs there.
Yeah, a lot of EVPs. So, what do you think?
Thanks, Vera.
Okay, I will talk to you. I'm still listening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm going to hang up, too, and I'm listening, too.
Nice
talking
to you.
Dana.
Good. All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So now we're here alone.
As the lights dim.
That was a fun show.
You know, it's kind of interesting because, like, you know, Vera was saying that this website,
mm-hmm.
vortexhunters.com, and people put out there that there's these different things. How much you want to bet you have people that are hikers?
Oh, yeah.
They walk past these things all day long, or they pass by them, and they're not sensitive, and they don't even feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have other people that might have a little bit of sensitivity, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
That's when they walk past it. That's what happened on Appalachian Trail that time, remember? And it was on the recorder.
What?
Remember Rich had that DMX 900 or whatever it was, that big machine?
Yeah.
And... the dark matter.
Yeah.
And we walked that one section of the trail, and I was like, oh, I don't like it. It didn't feel right. I'm like, oh, I don't like it here. I don't like
it. Is that
it
when
here.
We heard the voices?
Yeah. And then on the thing.
So we caught that on camera, too. Remember once we caught on camera?
All the numbers on his machine went only in that one little spot to completely different numbers, and then they completely went back to normal.
Yeah. I remember that. Yep.
Little space that, what was it?
Well, that could have been because of Rich, though. He was kind of strange.
I do remember that.
No, it was definitely because it was on that machine. It was on. We heard things on our recorder and our actual K2s and EMS.
We had pictures of it. We had pictures of it too. It looked like one big orb. It looked like one big area. I mean, that was affected with it.
Yeah,
very interesting.
What about that one tree?
Yeah,
what is it?
That's another part of it.
That one tree where you had all different feelings.
Yeah,
you could see.
I had that blue light
out of the ground.
The blue light, and I had that thing that looked like not, I don't want to say a lightning, but it looked like almost like somebody shined a flashlight down the ground and picked it back up. That's what it looked like. But then I looked at it closer, it looked like a gravestone. So
it looked like part of a lightsaber sticking out of the ground,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then there was
then
a gravestone.
Then it looked like a gravestone, yeah. So
that was strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows where the vortexes are? I'm sure they're all over. It's just that people don't realize it because I don't think most people are sensitive at all.
Well, I don't think they think of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
That's a little farther out.
Is a little farther out.
Yeah.
And, you know, alcohol
helps.
It's
still interesting. I think it's an interesting subject and topic. We're definitely going to revisit it.
That sounds good.
In the future.
Well, that sounds about right. But, I guess that's pretty much about it for us tonight, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to call this.
We'll be back to talk about some.
What are we
other
doing next
strange
week?
And interesting subjects.
Do we have any subject for
we're
next week?
We're gonna have to look around and see what happens.
We're gonna have to decide what we're gonna do next week.
Yeah,
it's gonna be an open.
Depends which area we want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Different recipes for dips.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I have a good chipped beef dip.
Yeah,
I can give you, but no, we're only kidding. We'll probably come back with something really good next week because it always seems like we're off the air for 5 minutes and all of a sudden it's like, you know what?
You get a brain wave. Yep.
It just comes to you.
Yep.
But I guess for tonight, I guess we're just about done. All right?
Yeah, we're going to sign off.
Okay. So.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, everyone.
And this is
Charlie.
Ron.
And Jackie.
Signing off.
Saying goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one. Bye. Bye-bye.